This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stacey Dales, take it away.
Stacey Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Breaking down the Bears beating news around the NFL.
Jalen Carter, we didn't get to see you all week. You were sick. What's it like to win a Super Bowl?
Man, it's different. It's not like winning a Natty.
Former WNBA star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy layup. Stacey Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacey Dales with Mully and Haw.
And I live in Chicago, and I do the Score radio. A little plug there.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend Stacey Dales. Boy, does she do a great job. You heard Jalen Carter there. That's the man of the hour. Great to get him out of the Super Bowl, for God's sake. Too bad the Bears didn't jump on it. At any rate, it's always fun to talk to Stacey, and she joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Wow, Stacey, you were on the right story. You had the Eagles all week, and man, did they deliver.
Well done.
Yeah, you're never going to get over Jalen Carter, Mully. You're never going to. You're going to take it with you for life. It was a very interesting week. I just remember one vivid conversation I had with one of the best pass game coordinators in the NFL, Kevin Pitullo, and wide receiver coaches for the Eagles. And, you know, I caught him in the tunnel prior to the game, and he said, you know, Stacey, this is just a different feeling than we had 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. Like, it's totally different. He said, I don't want to use the word relaxed, but it was almost so naive in the first trip with their group, and it's a much different team. But he just said there's so much leadership, and they had a really good feeling going into the game. And I kind of covering them all week, I knew they were the number one defense in football. They're best in third down situations, best against the pass with a young secondary, and the fourth by age youngest defense in the NFL. And I was a little concerned for them just in terms of, you know, Patrick Mahomes has this magic that we've witnessed for his entirety in the league. And I just thought, you know, maybe these young guys are finally going to get burned in a couple spots that could be costly. But they didn't. They burned the Chiefs all game, and it was really the most dominant defensive performance I can recall in a Super Bowl.
Well, it is the stuff of legends being compared to the great defenses of all time, the Legion of Boom, the 2000 Ravens, the 85 Bears. And I wonder, Stacey, when you talk about Vic Fangio and that approach to Patrick Mahomes and the consequences of not blitzing what could have been, yeah, some people would scare them away. He's like, you got to pressure him. You got to bring pressure. You can't rely on your four guys. Vic Fangio relied on his four guys. How big of a decision do you think that was in retrospect, and why did he arrive at that conclusion?
Well, it's every coach's dream to be able to only rush with four, right? It is. Because if you can do that, you've obviously you've got seven on your back end, so you're safe. You've got extra bodies and coverage. And when you have Milton Williams, who's, you know, drafted in 2021, Jordan Davis, 22, Jalen Carter, 23, and Nolan Smith basically coming off the edge in 23, you have four guys that are harassing the quarterback at any given moment. And they're fast, and they have nothing on their minds other than affecting the quarterback. And because they're young and they're healthy and they can do that, it's a luxury for Vic Fangio. You know, I remember talking to him last week, and he said in mid-season they figured out that with this young group, we don't need to give them all these exotic pressures. We don't need to put them in situations to think about it. Just let them go get after it up front. And that's what they did. When I spoke with him last week, which was like off record, I'm sure he's fine now. He texted me yesterday and he said, how about that, eh? or Monday he did. So, you know, you guys know him. You know how he is. He's just very cool. He doesn't say much. But if there's a quarterback he, you know, has had to deal with over the years that hasn't been easy, it's been Patrick Mahomes. And he's 0-6 against him when he was the head coach of the Broncos. Obviously same division, and then saw him a couple times as a coordinator defensively and didn't get the best of him then. So he just simplified it. He kept it easy. They didn't blitz a single moment in the game, and they had six sacks, obviously, for the 31 yards lost. And it was just a really sound performance from the front to the back. And what they did when you rush with four, again, you get takeaways in the back end, and that's exactly what we saw happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got to tell you a couple thoughts on it. That was incredible, the defensive effort. I mean, it reminded everyone about the line of scrimmage in the NFL and how you got to win the line of scrimmage, and they certainly did that. But Mahomes, I've never seen him look that bad. It was shocking in a lot of ways that he just was – I hate to use the word, but he looked rattled in that game. And they got to him, you know, early and often. And, you know, it's not unusual. Quarterback gets sacked twice and then throws a pick. And you thought he was beyond such mortal errors. But, man, when you get to the quarterback, it changes everything.
It does change everything. I haven't seen him look, guys, that what do you call it, flustered, confused, uncertain. I think uncertain is the word. When I watched the game as it was happening, he just never had any certainty and sureness, and he always has that. But, like, I go back to Howie Roseman. I'm not quite sure. Like, we think this is this incredible science when we draft players in the NFL. He went in and he said, well, Kirby Smart has a group that's won, like, back-to-back national championships, and if their younger players on their Georgia defense were eligible to go to the NFL, they would all be first-round draft picks. So he's basically got six of them on his roster. N'Kobe Dean, the only one on IR because of his knee injury. But then five contributing Georgia Bulldogs. All they know how to do is win. That's all they know. And when I talk to those players through the week, like Jordan Davis, there was no, like, we're too young for this. Like, we know what it's like. You heard the clip with Jalen Carter. It doesn't feel like a national championship to win a Super Bowl. It's way better to win a Super Bowl, but we know we're champions, and we've always been champions. I'm just like, I look around the league, and I'm thinking to myself, everybody wants to find these diamonds in the rough. How about you go get championship players who know how to win championships that need to be taught at the NFL level? How about we do that? And that's what Howie Roseman has done, and it's been, you know, it's been kind of a marvel to watch because they have great player development. One of the things the Eagles do very well is they have incredible teachers. I know some of them on the inside that are responsible for teaching guys like Nolan Smith. Last year, Nolan Smith in his rookie season, he didn't understand how to use leverage. He didn't understand how to use his speed. And as soon as they taught him how to use his hands at the NFL level, he became a Pro Bowl type player. And so I just, you know, we're always going to look at the ones who win and say, what's the model? I don't know, but that defense is pretty damn good. And I would look at some of the things they've done with personnel and drafting and think maybe we should take a similar approach.
So, yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, is that quarterback? And I think Jalen Hurts put himself in a different category by winning the Super Bowl. The question would be around the league, he's such a different style of quarterback than so many that are starting at other teams and are other depth charts. And I just wonder, is there going to be a reaction league-wide to what Jalen Hurts has done with the Eagles? Or is that impossible because there really aren't a lot of quarterbacks with his specific skill set?
I don't think it's possible because of his mindset. I mean, he's, you know, you could have looked at him early in his career in the NFL, and he's still very young, David, and it's a great question you ask. You could have said early in his career, you know what, he's going to be a mobile quarterback. He's going to run it first, and he's going to throw it second. He literally can do both, and it's very calculated. But the difference with him is you can't mimic his personality. I mean, he's as cool a guy as I've ever been around. Like, he is never emotional. And one of the things Nick Sirianni always tells me is, like, if you put a heart rate monitor on that guy and in a big moment, it's going to be at the same level it was before the game started or in the first quarter. So he just doesn't, he's so poised. He's actually very accurate. And I mean, in the playoffs, he was a 70% completion clip. Like,
right.
And he doesn't care literally about how the victory happens. He really doesn't. And so, like, you look at some of these more mobile quarterbacks, I don't think they have the same moxie and coolness as Jalen Hurts. And we've always known that about him. I found this season to be very strange, to be very frank with you. Criticisms of them. They win 14 games in the regular season. They rip off the entire playoffs to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And people criticize them when they have Saquon Barkley in the backfield. It's mind-baffling to me that you would say he's not a very good quarterback. Like, he can't throw it. I just don't agree. I think he can find different ways to win. And I think next year will be interesting because Kellen Moore is the new coach of the Saints, and he's going to have yet another offensive coordinator. And we'll see who replaces Kellen Moore. I assume it'll be a great pick because that's a great spot for anybody to go to Philadelphia. But we'll see how Jalen Hurts adapts next year. And I have to assume, based upon his history, it will be a wonderful adaptation.
I'm very curious, Stacey. There was so much going on with the NBA that week of the Super Bowl. But with everything, with all the different storylines to the game, I didn't feel like I guess Jalen Carter was injured or was ill, right? He was not around a lot. But I never heard him asked about or address any of the stuff that happened at Georgia, any of the reasons that he fell in the draft, the street racing and the two deaths and everything that kind of was around his story of, and the guy's only 23 years old, for God's sake. It's when he tells you it's different to win a Super Bowl from a natty, it's because it's very recent that he's done both those things. If he had been healthier, would that have been like a storyline, do you think? Or was the flu, something that prevented any of that stuff from being talked about?
Yeah, this is a touchy area, obviously.
Right.
What he was involved with in college. There was an illness that did go through the team. Jalen Hurts actually had it in the NFC Championship game. And so it kind of trickled through some of the players. I personally think, just per my opinion, and it's just something that I think they've largely protected him in Philadelphia.
Right.
In a way that maybe he doesn't have to face all those questions and relive it. Certainly when you go back to the incident that transpired, it's really sad and it's awful what happened. I think that in a big way, they tried to deal with it at first when he became a rookie, and then they've kind of moved forward and where it's like, it's not the focal point now of the beat there.
Hmm.
And so, for instance, would it have been appropriate for me to bring it up in my post-game interview and say to him,
"No,
it wouldn't have been. What does this feel like after all that you've been through at Georgia?" And I think there's a layer of appropriateness to know what happened, to know how the chips fell, and he's been trying to move on from this incident and is in a Super Bowl moment. But we went to his table, Mully, every day. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get him on camera because you can do, when you're at the Super Bowl, yep. you have the risers in one room, which is where you'll see, A.J. Brown has his own podium. And then beside him, Saquon Barkley has his own podium and so on and so forth. There's eight of those. You have the main press conference room where you'll hear Nick Sirianni talk to 200 people. And then in the middle of that, there's all these tables and they're all assigned numbers as if you're waiting for your food order and your order is a player or a coach. And we went to his table on Wednesday and Thursday and he again was sick. So was he out on the practice field? Yes. So make your own judgment on that, right? Like, was he too sick to come out and talk?
Hmm.
I don't know. That's for them to know and me not to know, and for me just to say, okay, we'll try to get him after the game, and we did.
So that's interesting background and great context, Stacey. So I wonder, obviously you were immersed in the Eagles all week, and obviously you had a big game to cover, but you also talked to a lot of people around the league. Just curious what your opinion is of what is next for Aaron Rodgers, given the report that he's not returning to the Jets. There's some speculation in Minnesota. Everyone with a quarterback opening is now being asked the question, would he fit here? What do you think about him there? What do you think is next for Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think he's willing to die on this cross. the worst season of his career in New York. And that's after the worst season of his career in New York when he tore his Achilles. So I just don't think this is a cross he's going to die on. And I think that he is going to go. Obviously, he has to go elsewhere. They've decided they don't want him there. I honestly don't know, David. It's going to be a team that thinks that it has enough around the quarterback spot, including a good offensive line, to risk bringing him in there and running that offense. But I say risk because Aaron's going to want to do certain things his way. And that's the reason you saw Nathaniel Hackett become his offensive coordinator right away.
Right.
Like, in New York, because he wants to do, like, he's not going to go reinvent the wheel somewhere. So, it just has to be very simply, Minnesota would be a great spot, but you have J.J. McCarthy there, you have Sam Darnold there, you have a great defense, you have an incredible talent on the perimeter, you have a really good running back, and a pretty good offensive line. I don't know. Sam Darnold was on a one-year deal. We have to see where all the dominoes fall. But, yeah, it's just very simply got to be, you know, you think about New Orleans, Derek Carr's there. Just look around the league. Think about the Raiders. I mean, Tom Brady's in charge over there now, and what's his, Aiden O'Connell's the quarterback.
Right.
So, like, it's a curious question. It's a curious situation, and he's not done, so it's going to be somewhere, and that's going to become you also, by the way, have to be willing to take on that whole layer of drama within your organization.
Yeah.
So,
is it worth it?
New York was always a fuzzy one for me because it's, you guys know, like, the toughest media markets are New York, Philadelphia, Chicago. I mean, I would say those three right there. Even Boston, you're a little bit insulated because it's out in Foxborough. So, it's going to be pretty fascinating to see where he goes. I think he's going to go somewhere, though.
We'll let you go, Stacey. Just on the way out, Travis Kelce, they dropped the New Heights podcast, he and his brother Jason, and he said that, you know, he talked about the wear and tear on his body over his career, and he said that he knows everybody wants to know what he's going to do if he's ready to play next year, and he said the quote was, "I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can that I can down the road."
So yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to make a crazy decision, but it doesn't sound like, I mean, it sounds like he's seriously contemplating retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% believe that he is. And here's why. Which position retires the fastest despite its glory with the very best that have done it? Tight end. Rob Gronkowski could have played another four years.
Yeah.
But the wear and tear they go through, first of all, they do more on the field than anybody else, the tight end position. They have to know the pass pro inside and out.
Yep.
They're required to block, and Travis does quite a bit of blocking. And then they are responsible to take all those beatings in the slot. And that's what Travis has taken for years. I mean, you got three guys, like Super Bowl, he dropped the first one. He got slammed. Remember that play?
Yeah, that's tough stuff.
Those guys are beat the hell up at that position. They just are. And so I believe he is truly contemplating it. He has the greatest resume at the position of any player in history. And he could say, "I'm done." But he's also a champion, and he's also got Patrick Mahomes. And the reason why he's always stayed there is Andy Reid. So don't put it past him to come back. But I think it's smart for him to take some time and go off and go to Aruba with Taylor.
Sounds like
song.
A plan.
Thanks, Stacey.
Great stuff, Stacey. Thanks so much for everything.
You crushed it.
Yep, love you guys.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.